Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. You know, on Wednesday, oh, Jason, thank you for engineering. On Wednesday, with Gwyneth Isaacs, we got a call from P.J. Barton. And P.J. Barton was on another radio network. And he left that radio network, and he's been following our work for years and years and years. And he used to play rebroadcasts of USA Prepares on his radio broadcast on another network, believe it or not. And so we've been talking over the years. He's a really bright guy. He's a researcher. And he lives in England, as I mentioned. And he talked about Nigel Farage and how his bank account was shut down by Coutts Bank, C-O-U-T-T-S. And it's an old bank in Europe, England, for about 300 years. So they shut him down. So he was, I guess the new term is debanked. D-E-B-A-N-K-E-D. That's when a bank throws you overboard, closes your account. Well, I got some emails, and they led me to this website, Mercola.com. M-E-R-C-O-L-A. Dr. Mercola's website. And here's what it says. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank informed me that they're closing all of my business accounts, along with my personal accounts, along with the personal accounts of my CEO, CFO, and respective spouses and children. My CEO informed his young children will never be allowed to bank with Chase in the future. The reason, well, there's no reason given. Other than unexpected activity on an unspecified account. So we talked about this on Wednesday, and I mentioned that it was my belief that England is a microcosm of the United States, a similar culture in some respects. And I believe that those who run the show, the committee of 300, would try it there first, see how well it works. If it works well there, they can roll it out to the United States, greater population. And so on Wednesday, we said that this happened with Coutts Bank. And yesterday, it made the news, at least came across my desk, that it happened here in the United States. With Dr. Mercola. Now, what the heck did Dr. Mercola do? I mean, I guess he was exposing what was going on with COVID and telling us to beware and warning us about the risks of the jab and who's involved. And bang, Chase shut him down. You know, the intro to, or the rejoiner, USA Prepares, no whining. No whining. Well, maybe it's time I tell you a little bit about what that refers to. There's a broad, yeah, great. Greg's joining us. There's a broadcaster, pretty famous guy, makes a lot of money in the millions and millions and millions per year. it seemed to me he whined a lot on a lot of radio stations, AM, FM, drive time. And I thought he whined so much. And I'd listen to him as much as I could take. And when he first started, he was pretty good. And then he kind of seemed like he was carrying water for the government. It seemed like that. You know, he would do a little bit of punching at the government, but it seemed like he was a real mainstream guy. Well, that's what no whining was aimed at. And same as, I'm trying to remember. I think it's something like Sean something or other. I can't remember. Of course, I'm kidding about the remembering part. But it might be Sean something or other. Think about it. So when you turn across the dial and you hear broadcasters, I think you should listen with a discerning ear, an extremely discerning ear. Why are they saying what they're saying, and who's paying them? Now, on the other end of the spectrum, there's broadcasts like USA Prepare. It's not too many. I mean, very, very, very few of us who get paid nothing. So it seems like truth and getting paid nothing is on one end of the spectrum, and then carrying water for the government and corporations and getting paid a lot of money is on the other end of the spectrum. That's how I see it. But you know what? We have an expert with us today, an expert in radio, a guy who ran a radio station, a guy who decided that of all the programming that was available, one of the best choices he could make was to pick up USA Prepares and broadcast that on his radio station. And he picked it up from Genesis Communications Network off the satellite feed and rebroadcast it on his radio station in Utah. And that gentleman is with us right now. Welcome, Greg.
Oh, thank you, Vince. And yeah, I programmed it in so that it was automatic every day. Yeah, mm-hmm. It would go right to the programming. And to tell you the truth, during those couple hours, I did very minimal on advertising. I wanted to make sure that every word that came out of the mouth on this radio program was broadcast over the air. But
and Greg, let me ask you. You found us, right? You found us. We didn't find you.
I found you. I went through. I looked. The first thing that grabbed me was the title. Now, who in the world, you know, unless somebody who's understands what's going on would use something like USA Prepares, you know, preparing for something that they can see coming down the pike. And I thought, that's a wonderful title, actually. And then I went ahead and tuned in and started listening, and I thought, I have got to get this radio program on the air. And, you know, I wasn't looking for, you know, will you pay us to put it on? That wasn't important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and by the way, class,
listeners.
By the way, class, that's what happens with radio. If you listen to that broadcast of, the travel, and I'm just making these up, okay? I'm not trying to identify any particular broadcast, but generally speaking, a broadcast like the Travel Hour or the Fix-It-Yourself Hour or the Vacation Hour or the Who's Got the Best Hamburger Hour, those broadcasts are paid for to be played. The broadcaster, the host, if you will, or his organization or hers, pays to be on the air. Absolutely true. Correct, Greg? It's almost like advertising.
Yeah, absolutely true. In mm-hmm. fact, most of them are. The propaganda is paid to be on. They pay mm-hmm. the propaganda to be on. I don't know if really any, you know, what I consider, wondering what's behind the eyes and between the ears of some of these broadcasters sometimes. It's if when I'm wondering what's in their head because of what I'm hearing, I come to find out that they're paid to do to say what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't the case with USA Preparers, and I thought that was fantastic. That's the kind of radio station I was seeking. And you know, for good information. You know, in a world like today, when one of the headlines I saw today was the chief of the United Nations said that global warming was done over. Now we're into global boiling, and I thought to myself, what's behind his eyes and in between his ears? Global boiling. Have you seen anything boiling up lately?
Well, I can tell you this, Greg, that I called Andy Gibbs, USA Prepares instructor in Arizona, and I asked him, I said, Andy, yeah, I'm reading these reports over 100 degrees day after day after day. What's it really like? He said, that's what it is. And I read reports that people have fallen down in Arizona. I actually considered attending the University of Arizona, but I didn't. And this was back in the 70s. And people have fallen down and gotten burns because of the heat of the ground or the pavement or the concrete or whatever they land on. So I'm talking about senior citizens, you know, falling down, tripping, that kind of stuff, passing out from the heat. And I used a non-contact thermometer, Greg, on my roof, and it's the color of bark. It's kind of a tan-brown color, and I've seen 177 degrees. You'll get burned at 177 degrees. The side of our house is stone on all sides.
Getting close to boiling.
Well, it's light gray. It's limestone. Very hard. And limestone is not like chalk, class. It's very hard. And the stone is a very light gray, and the mortar between the individual stones is light gray. And this isn't lick'em and stick'em, you know, an applique. This is stone. And 120 degrees. So the side of our house is 120 degrees. The garage doors, which are insulated steel, both sides, steel, then foam insulation, then steel, made by a company called Clopay. In the sun, they're well over 120 degrees. So it's really hot. And we had a car, kind of a bluish green that we were working on. I was towed into Mercedes to be repaired, and it was in the sun on the concrete pad. And it was, I'm thinking, over 150 degrees. It's hot. That's why the headliners are falling down on cars, because the foam between the roof and the headliner fabric disintegrates because the roof is, you know, well over 100 degrees. They can't take it. And, Greg, that's something we need to talk about. We're seeing tire failures like crazy. Are you out in Utah seeing the same thing?
Well, as Dane Wigington was saying, you know, when you intentionally destroy the ozone layer, things are going to heat up. You bet they're going to heat up. We're talking UVC. Lots of UVC coming in.
Yeah.
Which is damaging radiation.
Yes. And sunlight is just piercing. It's really rough on the animals. It really is. We had a pan of water outside for the chickens. One pan. We had several. It was so hot I couldn't stick my finger in it, sitting in the sun.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Greg Lesh is with us, RealWaterIndependence.com, RealWaterIndependence.com. Class, I don't talk a lot about things in the news, most days, with Rich even we do, but here's something that we had been talking about for years, and it finally made the mainstream media. This is on Daily Mail. Quote, Jill Biden's ex-husband, who claims she cheated on him with Joe, slams Biden crime family for targeting Trump despite Hunter's tax crimes and brands president dangerous. Goes on to say, those are not my words, those are headlines. Goes on to say, quote, Bill Stevenson was married to First Lady Jill Biden from 1970 to 1975. He said in a new interview that Joe Biden's brother threatened him during his divorce. Goes on to say, quote, Jill Biden's ex-husband slammed what he described as the Biden crime family for targeting him and Donald Trump as president's son Hunter faces mounting legal troubles. Bill Stevenson, who was married to the First Lady from 1970 to 1975, previously told DailyMail.com that he was still married to Jill when she met Joe and has always denied the Bidens' well-publicized story of having met on a blind date. Speaking to Newsmax on Wednesday, the 75-year-old said the president's brother, Frankie Biden, tried to intimidate him during the divorce to Jill and claimed he faced repercussions when he did not listen to the alleged threats. Frankie Biden of the Biden crime family comes up to me and he goes, give her the house or you're going to have serious problems, Stevenson claimed. I looked at Frankie and said, are you threatening me? And needless to say, about two months later, my brother and I were indicted for tax charge for $8,200. Okay? So, and there's plenty more. You can go to dailymail.co.uk and read it yourself. But that alleges that Frank Biden threatened Jill's ex-husband. And that that Jill did not meet Joe Biden on a blind date. That he was having an affair with Jill Biden.
Now, Vincent, I want to make a point. We're not talking about the Cardassians here.
No.
I mean, it sounds like we're talking about the Cardassians, but we're talking about the President of the United States. I just wanted to make that clear. I mean, this is so far out on a limb, you've got to wonder, you know, what kind of a tabloid is going on here. No, this is the leader, so-called leader of this country. Shocking.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, this guy, Joe, has been reported in the media as cursing at his staff. Yelling and screaming and cursing at his staff. Foul mouth dress downs. You know, I've mentioned that people who use profanity aren't able to make a good case for their argument, for example. So they use profanity. They use four-letter words. When someone does that, in my mind, I automatically discount their IQ by 10 points. Whatever I thought it was, now I know it's 10 points lower. Because they can't seem to find the words to describe what they're trying to say. F this, F that. You know, it's unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable. And you know, every once in a while, someone will call me and they'll use profanity. And the next thing they say is, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
I caught my son using that, a four-letter word. And I told him, I said, congratulations, son. You have graduated to the level of a gutter drunk.
Or a U.S. president. Or a U.S. president.
Or a U.S. president. And it had an effect on him, because he realized, yeah, these people use that kind of language constantly.
They do, and so do actors and actresses.
Yeah.
Same thing, pretenders.
Absolutely, you're seeing stuff back in the 1800s that they're portraying.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. A hearing is set to resume today in Michigan as prosecutors push for a school shooter to get life in prison. Ethan Crumbly pleaded guilty last year to all charges in the killing of four students at Oxford High School in 2021. He was 15 years old at the time of the massacre and could only be sentenced to life in prison without parole at the discretion of a judge. Lawyers for the suspect accused of fatally stabbing four University of Idaho students are trying to get their client's indictment dismissed. In a court filing this week, Brian Koberger's attorney made the request on the grounds that the grand jury was misled as to the standard of proof required for an indictment. His team also said that they plan to introduce evidence showing he had an alibi on the night of the killings. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated on this TGIF, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's gonna be sliding. Turn it up. Winner today's hot. Cheetah, you've got your. Take my. When you go to the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I just want to let you know, Bert's gonna be on hour number two, and, those of you who are dyed-in-the-wool Ford fans, you probably don't want to tune in. He is going to eviscerate Ford. First-hand experience. That's coming up hour number two today. And yesterday, class, Kyle Harris mentioned that an economist said that a really good investment would be canned food, canned vegetables. And you can buy cans of corn, you know, the 15-ounce size. It used to be 16 ounces, but you know, this is the new fun size. You can buy Del Monte corn, whole kernel corn, for $1.38 a can, 15 and a quarter ounces. Or you can buy Walmart's house brand called Great Value, which actually turns out to be excellent. 15-ounce can, just a little bit smaller, a quarter of an ounce smaller, for 64 cents a can. I suggest, and your faculty here at USA Prepare suggest, that you get on the stick right now and consider buying vegetables, canned corn, canned beans, and canned baked beans. And the reason for that is you can eat them cold if you have to, and they store for a long time. The corn and the beans will store longer than the baked beans. The acidity in the tomato sauce of the baked beans will cause them to deteriorate faster. But corn keeps for years. So,
you know, and
I suggest
and also
you have a manual
can
opener. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would suggest also storing some beans and rice and things of this nature. And what make really good little storage containers are 2-liter pop bottles and Gatorade-type bottles, things like that. Really, really good to keep them, you know, keep the bugs and the mice out. And kind of handy. That, you know, that way you don't have to open a 4 or 5 gallon bucket every time you need something. But I was mentioning back in the 1800s, I don't think they used that kind of language in the early 1900s. You know, back in the 1800s, you use that kind of language, you might find yourself in a deadly gunfight with somebody. They just didn't treat each other like that.
Mm-hmm. Right. And there was language.
So the movies
was,
are fake that use that kind of language of each other. Yeah.
You know, I was watching a series that I have assigned as homework. It's called Suits, with Meghan Markle in it, and it's about this fictitious law firm in Manhattan, and these guys are piranhas, barracudas, sharks. They will destroy any and everything in their path. They lie to each other. They lie to other lawyers. They lie to the judges. They lie to their clients. They don't know any different way. And they use profanity. And what happened is the profanity started increasing and increasing and increasing with each year of this series from 2011 through 2019. And it's vile, it's vulgar, and it's disgusting. And I don't like it. But I sat through much of it. I forced myself to, because I wanted to know what the tactics are of these vile, disgusting sacks of protoplasm. These are the tactics that they use against us, and you need to know it. And that's why I recommended it. But back in the 1960s, if you look at combat, these guys are in World War II, not one word of profanity. In the 5 years of combat, not one word. And there were truth and decency regulations and code of conduct back then, but not anymore. Not anymore. Anything goes. And I find it disgusting when people curse on the air. Greg, I was walking at a convention in Mesquite, Texas, with John Stadtmiller. We were walking side by side through an aisle of a preparedness convention. And I was just talking to him, you know, looking to my side. He was looking to his side. So we were side by side. We're just chatting, not loud voices. There were a couple guys behind us walking in the same aisle. And the guy behind me said, "Hey, you're Vin Finelli." Now, I wasn't facing him. There aren't a lot of pictures on me on the Internet on purpose. And I turned around and I said, "Yeah." I said, "How'd you know?" He said, "I recognized your voice." And then the next thing he said to me was, he said, "Boy, that was really cool what you did when that guy called in and you were guest hosting on Republic Broadcasting, and that guy used a word that began with the letter S, and you just dressed him down and beat him up right on the air." He said, "That was really cool that you did that." And what happened was, a guy did use a word that began with the letter S. And I said, "That's not acceptable." And this caller said, "Well, the other hosts allow it." I said, "I'm not the other host, and I don't allow it." And he was taken back. This guy was taken back, and I told him if he's ever going to call in again, he would have to refrain from using that word or any words like that. And so, you know, you wonder, do people actually hear what you say? Here's a guy that remembered that I said it. He recognized me out of a crowd. And so sometimes the things that we say do stick in people's minds. And we do not have to use profanity. And I suggest you consider what I do. And that is, people who vote for this regime that's destroying our country, they're not my friends. I don't talk to them anymore. People who I give advice to, that, you know, they ask me my opinion, I give them my advice, they don't take it. There's no reason for me to share my time, which is finite, on this planet with people who don't pay attention. There's no need to. USA Prepares is not destined to be the biggest, but we aim to be the best. And that's not a quote from me, that's a quote from Lee Iacocca. When he took over Chrysler and pulled it out of bankruptcy, he said, we don't want to be the biggest, just the best. And that's what we want to do here at USA Prepares. And I'm sorry I'm on this little soapbox, but I listened, I called into another guy's broadcast just to say thank you. Just to say thank you for all the time he's been on the air. Alternative media. This week I did this. I've probably called in to two programs in my entire life. This was probably the second. Might have been the third, but I think it was the second. I don't do this kind of thing. But I wanted to thank this guy personally, on the air. And then I listened to the broadcast. And what I listened to was people talking about things that they can't do anything about. Nothing. There's nothing that was said that you could take home and say, you know what, I'm going to do that. I'm going to build one of those. I am going to prototype one of those for myself. I am going to tune my vehicle. I'm going to change the pressure in my tires. I'm going to make my equipment last longer. I'm going to... Nothing like that. There was nothing that was said that I heard that could be used to make one's life better. It was just like a complaint fest or a soapbox fest of people saying, well, here's what I think. But to what end? Greg, have you heard these kinds of things, or is it just me?
No, I've heard them. You know, it really is hard to find somebody that would take a subject like that and bring that up. I mean, there are things in this country that we're told that we could, you know, that we're told that we're free, and that is the least thing from the truth there is. We left England because we wanted to own land. We didn't want somebody taxing us for everything. Everything that we do and say, and here we are back into it, and it's been a long, well, I can't say long. It really hasn't taken that long. We've become to the point where we are, we're totally enslaved again. And we supposedly have these representatives. Well, honestly, does anybody think that say anything positive about a representative, or do they usually say that guy's a lying snake? Are they representatives? What are your thoughts on this, Vincent?
Oh, they're absolutely not representatives. They are in business for themselves. You know, I said to one of our sons many years ago, I said, you know, I think as things deteriorate, the county government is just going, they're all going to just go home. The police department, they're just going to go home. And they're going to, it's going to be anarchy. And our son said, T, what's going to happen is the police are going to be in business for themselves. They're already in business for themselves. They have the guns, they have the connections of the other cops, and they are going to be the highway bandits. They're going to take whatever they want. That's what's going to happen. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. They're already doing that. You know, you've read the stories where the police plant drugs on farms, and then the farm gets raided, and the farmer goes, what are you talking about? What marijuana patch? And then the police get the media involved, and, you know, Farmer Jones had a marijuana patch, and they seize the farm. You know what I do? to prevent that, I let our cows go everywhere, every square inch of the farm, our cows go, every square inch, because if they find it, they're going to trample it and eat it. That way it's not going to happen on our farm. We had a black helicopter fly over our farm a few days ago. And obviously, infrared sensors looking for grow lamps. It wasn't just our farm. It was a whole bunch of farms. They're looking. And you know that the police plant evidence. You've even seen that on television shows. They plant evidence. Then they arrest people. And then they turn those people that they planted evidence on into informants. I'm not making it up. You can read about these stories.
You're absolutely right.
So the reason we talk about the things that we talk about here, we talk about things from firsthand experience. You know, we had an instructor, not on the air, but at our meetups, and he was a former cop. And he said to the, you know, I would have a microphone, I would do a monologue, and then I'd invite people in the audience at the restaurant to, you know, give us news updates and things. And I'd have other instructors, not on the air, you know, teach the class as well. And this went on for years, like 8 years. And one of the guys was a former cop, and he said, yeah, you know, he used to have a police car, and he wasn't, his production was down, which means he didn't write enough revenue. He didn't write enough tickets. So he got called into to meet with the boss. And they said, hey, you know, if you don't get your production up, you know, like the other guys, you know, we get you all this equipment. We get you the shotguns, the AR-15s. We get you the ammo. We get you the, you know, time on the range. We got you new police cars. We got you the vest. We got you the uniforms. We got you the radios, the radar. We got you everything you need, but you're not bringing in the money. He said, well, you know, I've been helping people. Like what? Well, you know, people have flat tires and they get stranded on the side of the road. I help them. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to bring in the bucks. So they had him fly in a desk. And then what was he doing on the desk? He was rewriting, altering police reports. He was altering police reports. He said, I'm not doing this. And he quit. That's what's going on.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, I could have sworn I heard a commercial from the National Highway Traffic Safety Board, the U.S. government, telling you to lie to your children. Yeah, that's mommy's jam. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
I've got a couple of final thoughts on you know what we've been talking about today. If you think that you're going to garden your way to keep yourself alive, I want you to consider a couple of things. And Dane Worthington or Wigington talked about this. At 105 degrees, photosynthesis stops happening. And people have been having real trouble with their garden lately. And not only that, but my chickens have stopped laying eggs. And everybody else's chickens that I've been talking to have done the same thing. And we usually get eggs at this time of the year. So there's some things going on. Food storage, food storage, food storage. Get what you can afford and maybe even get what you can't afford, but you know, life, how precious is life to you? And, you know, in a day and age where everything is good is called evil and evil is called good, I want you to think about that song. They try that in a small town, and how they are attacking him for that song. And yet we have rap music with four-letter words, sexual actions, just I would consider them triple X rated, and nobody's saying a thing about them, Vincent.
Well, except us. Except us. And I find it revolting. And I've been saying, and we have been saying here at USA Prepares, that this trans, this homosexual, this agenda, you know, people have been criticizing us, saying, well, it's just doing it in their own bedrooms. It's, you know, what's it got to do with us? Oh, really? So if you look in the news, you'll find that these people have infiltrated the school systems. They are they're trying to convert your children into being trans and homosexuals. In the school system, and without parents being notified, and parents are being prevented from learning what's happening in the public training camps with their children, it's an absolute outrage. It is. So if you think that these people are just, you know, closet homos, that's not the case. They're trying to infect a lot of us, and I'm not going to let it happen. And by the way, I told our children, And I've said this for years. This is nothing new. Y'all decide you want to be a homo? Don't come home. Don't come home. And I mean it. I know a guy whose daughter decided she was going to be a homo. She dated our son. She got married. Well, I won't say dated our son. They, you know, just spent a little bit of time together, you know, walking around the, you know, doing, you know, the park and that kind of thing. But not really dated, just saw each other. And I thought maybe, you know, they might find some common interests. And they drifted apart pretty quickly. And next thing I know, she's engaged to another girl. Next thing I know, I'm invited to the wedding. Next thing I know, I leave the wedding in the middle because I couldn't stand it. And I only did it, I only went, and Mrs. Finale only went in support of my former friend, who used to be a former USA Prepares instructor. That poor guy, yeah.
It's almost, you know, I've got a good friend who just lost his son, you know, lost his son prematurely at about 30 years old, and it was tragic. But I don't think it was as tragic as that. I'm serious.
You know,
I don't think it was as tragic as having a child turn that direction and just destroying their life, their lives, their future.
Well, it was a big deal. These two lesbians created a website, you know, and I'll just make up a name, Mrs. Dokes. Or Dokes as a last name, and they created a website becoming Mrs. Dokes, and literally, they took the family name down the toilet.
Seriously, that's almost beyond words. And you know, why do they go out on a limb like that to broadcast and make? You know, they're looking for acceptance for what they're doing. Because something inside is eating them up. And they figure, well, if I can get a crowd around me to agree with me, I'll feel better. Well, folks, right. It doesn't happen that way. We're given a conscience for a reason. And to take a psychotropic drug to try and burn that conscience out so you feel better, called, Prozac or whatever, isn't going to fix the problem. And I would be a 10-to-1. I'll bet you that this 15-year-old went and shot these children and other kids in their school. 10-to-1, he was on a psychotropic, and he didn't know where he was. He had no conscience left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so classic.
In case
you're wondering who this instructor is, I'm not going to tell you. But this instructor, the minute I learned about this instructor was off the air. That's how strongly I feel about it. Craig, thank you so much. We'll see you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.